13 weather teams looking for a lot of sunshine today at 92. It's going to be a sticky 92, but tomorrow's 91 may actually feel a little warmer because more humidity in the air with a chance of showers and thunderstorms as well. Your full forecast from the TV 13 weather team is coming up here shortly on KVUE and KVUE.com. Well, last weekend was busy. This weekend is busy, and the lead activity is coming to Council Grove here this weekend. We're pleased to be joined by Kelly Tastove as we get a last-minute preview in a matter of sorts for Symphony in the Flint Hills coming Saturday night.
Kelly, good morning.
Hey, Kelly, how are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having us.
Glad to have you on. Are you ready for Symphony in the Flint Hills Saturday evening?
Well, sure we are. Guys are out there. They're getting the site put together. I just got done with meeting with the site crew that is taking all the signs out to get everybody oriented so they know what tin is what and how things are going to flow out there.
So when do activities get rolling tomorrow, Kelly? Or on Saturday, I
assume. On Saturday. Yeah. I was going to say, don't bump me up a day. On Saturday, the ticket gate's going to open at 1 o'clock, and we're guests are going to be there. They're going to be ready to go. They're going to have the option to go get on a trailer, hay wagon, and ride on up to the main side, or they'll be able to take our walking trail that is lined with cowboys and cowgirls, and there might be some fun activities along that trail. I think that they're going to, if the guests want to try their hand at roping, they're going to have a little bit of roping dummies out there and try to get the guests to throw a rope and see what that's like. They're going to get on up to the main site, and they're going to encounter the education tents first with great presentations going to go on all afternoon. They start at 1:30 and go through 5 o'clock with covering our Santa Fe Trail theme and topics about the Tallgrass Prairie. I encourage everybody to take that in. They're always a great source of information and entertainment. So that's a highlight of the day. We have many people that come that just go on and on about those presentations, and they've really become a activity of their own, if you will. And so, yeah, people really enjoy that. There's going to be the food tent with barbecue-style food for sale. We'll have a retail tent with Symphony in the Flint Hills branded items that people can enjoy and purchase. And then they'll make their way to the concert that's going to begin around 6:30.
So a lot is planned. And I think, Kelly, one of the things that people who have not attended the Symphony in the Flint Hills maybe miss is all of the preliminary activities that come in. I mean, everybody focuses on the concert, and deservedly so, with the Kansas City Symphony leading the way. But there's been a concerted effort over the last several years to have that day-long event and that day-long atmosphere on the site.
Yeah, absolutely. Like I said, those presentations, they really have taken on a life of their own. The Santa Fe Trail being the theme, the 200th anniversary of the beginning of the trail. There's a lot of information to take in there that people, you know, we hopefully were spreading new information that they maybe haven't realized before, and things that happened right here in the Flint Hills, right here just a mile north of through Council Grove where the trail went. So that's something that we are focusing on, and we want to spread that out with everybody. It's also with our field journal. Our field journal covers the stories of the Santa Fe Trail, especially the Santa Fe Trail through the Flint Hills. So I encourage everybody to get their copy of that. They'll be for sale on site, $20 each. So, and then we also will have copies of our field journal from past years. You know, the two past years, of course, with the cancellations, but we did have field journals in 2019 and 2020. 2019 was Ad Astra was our theme, and in 2020 the theme was Stone. So not a lot of people have been able to experience those because we didn't have the events. They weren't on the site, so I encourage you to get out there and check those field journals out. We'll also have the prior copies as well, but here's your opportunity to complete your set or maybe start your collection. So and they'll be out there and they'll be ready to go.
Boy, big day coming up Saturday, and this is Symphony in the Flint Hills. This will be taking place on North Lakeview Pasture near Council Grove in Morris County, and you know, the big 200th anniversary of the start of the Santa Fe Trail. And that will tie in with the activities and theme for this year's Symphony in the Flint Hills. And I would assume that the Kansas City Symphony Orchestra, they're raring to go after a two-year hiatus.
Yeah, they've had some challenges of their own this past year through the pandemic and whatnot, and so they're ready to get out here and play, and we're anxious to host them and excited to have everybody enjoy their talents.
So any COVID-19 safety guidelines you're going to be putting into effect, how's that going to work?
On our website and on the information that we have on our signature event guide, we have recommendations out there, and the recommendations are what you've been doing. It's wear your mask if you can't maintain the 6 feet distance, and keep. I just want everybody to keep in mind these are recommendations. With the vaccine that's going on, you know, everybody's got their own individual comfort level, and they need to be sure that they maintain what their own comfort level is.
Yeah, and obviously this is an outdoor event too, which
which
is good. Yes, indeed. And it looks like Saturday's forecast is going to be good. Nice.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah, looking at temperatures in the upper 80s, low 90s, the way it appears for Saturday, and more importantly, no rainfall in the picture. So it looks like you're, at least at this point in time, clear sailing. Kelly, anything else that you wanted to bring up here before we close things down and let you get into those last-minute preparations here for Symphony in the Flint Hills?
Yeah, I also want to let people know that our gallery here in Cottonwood Falls is going to be open from 10 to 3, both Saturday and Sunday, to show that art show, that online art auction that's happening, and that will close down on Tuesday. Bidding closes on Tuesday, so if you're looking at those pieces and you want to see them in person, come on over and check them out, and then you can place your bid.
Well, Kelly, thanks so much for your time this morning, and good luck this weekend.
Thank you so much.
Good to talk to you.
You too.
Kelly Testo previewing Symphony in the Flint Hills coming up this Saturday just outside of Council Grove. Chuck?
All right. And again, our newscast continues at 8:17, 76 degrees.